Good morning. This is Shad Marston, Ag Agent, K-State Extension, McPherson County. Today we'll cover some Extension news and remind everyone of the upcoming Extension programming, like our next Teach and Taste class, July 8th. But first, for today's Did You Know? For homeowners and landowners, now is an important time to scout for bagworms on windbreaks, shelter belts, junipers, cedars, and other evergreen trees. Bagworms are still small enough that insecticide applications can provide a good control. Waiting until later in the summer allows the larvae to become much bigger, making them more difficult to manage and increasing the amount of damage one bagworm can cause. Take a few minutes this week to inspect your trees. Look for the small spindle-shaped bags hanging from the branches. If you catch them early, you'll have a much better chance of protecting your windbreaks and landscape trees before permanent damage occurs. While families celebrated Independence Day over the weekend with cookouts, fireworks, and time spent outdoors, it's also one of the hottest times of the year here in central Kansas. Many of us are enjoying the longer days and warmer temperatures, which also bring challenges for farmers, ranchers, gardeners, and homeowners. July is a busy month. This is a great reminder to take a few extra precautions for ourselves, our families, our livestock, and our pets during the summer heat. If your pet spends most of their time outside, consider providing extra shade and changing their water more than once a day to keep it cool and clean. Livestock producers should continue watching cattle closely for signs of heat stress. Make sure animals have access to plenty of clean, fresh water, and when possible, adequate shade. If cattle need to be worked or moved, try to do so early in the morning before temperatures climb. Heat stress can reduce weight gains, affect reproduction, and create unnecessary stress on the livestock. Pastures have benefited in our recent moisture. July and August will be different. Avoid overgrazing by leaving enough forage behind so grasses have the opportunity to recover when rainfall returns. Proper grazing management today will help maintain productive pastures later this summer. In my wheat news, with wheat harvest behind us, producers should begin thinking about post-harvest wheat management. Controlling volunteer wheat and summer annual weeds helps conserve valuable soil moisture and reduce future pest and disease problems. On our Extension calendar, our next Teach and Taste class will be held Wednesday, July 8th. This month will feature making non-traditional flatbread pizzas. Participants will prepare the recipes, learn the new cooking techniques, and enjoy tasting their creations together. Best of all, this class is hands-on and completely free. If you'd like to attend, please contact the McPherson County Extension Office to reserve your spot. And don't forget about the McPherson County Farmers Market every Saturday at 710 West Woodside here in McPherson. The market is open from 7:30 to 11 each Saturday morning and features a wonderful variety of homegrown produce, homemade baked goods, jams, jellies, handcrafted items, and much more. Everything sold at the market is homegrown or homemade, making it a great place to support local vendors while finding fresh and locally produced products. As always, if you have questions about crops, livestock, lawns, gardens, trees, or upcoming extension programs, don't hesitate to contact us here at the McPherson County Extension Office. Again, this is Shad Marston with K-State Research and Extension, and I can be reached at the Extension Office at 620-241-1523 with any of your ag questions.